Books and Arts. Book Review. Gangs and Governments. The Monster and the Boys. Two books explain how a street gang born in Los Angeles has wreaked havoc in Central America. MS-13 by Stephen Dudley. The Hollywood Kid by Oscar Martinez.
The president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, has been very tough on the street gang MS-13, or so said Donald Trump last year. Murders have indeed fallen 80% since 2015, when El Salvador was the most violent country in the world, apart from conflict zones such as Syria. Mr. Bukele attributes the improvement to a crackdown on MS-13 and its rival Barrio 18, but prison logs and intelligence reports published on September 3rd by El Faro, a Salvadorian news site, suggest another explanation, that for 15 months Mr. Bukele's government has secretly negotiated with MS-13's imprisoned leaders, granting perks in exchange for keeping murders down. Mr. Bukele denies the reports. If true, they make painfully clear something El Salvadorians already know. The streets belong to the gangs, not the government. Practically every city block in El Salvador and much of Guatemala and Honduras is extorted by one or both of the gangs. La renta is squeezed out of tortilla carts and telecoms firms alike, then split among tens of thousands of members. It doesn't make them rich. Rather, their rivalry is itself their raison d'etre. Deal or no deal with Mr. Bukele, tread on enemy turf and you get killed.